McDonald Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weirsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with a Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO,
go Max,
your sports station.
Good evening and welcome side McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium side of this Western Cloverbelt Conference boys basketball game between the 11-6 McDonald Max and the 9-4 Bloomer Blackhawks. Both of these teams are playing in a bunched up Western Cloverbelt Conference, with McDonald in fifth right now at 11-6 on the season, but 4-3 in conference play, trailing Eau Claire Regis. Bloomer is tied with Fall Creek for first in conference at 5-2. But again, that 5-2 record in first place and McDonald's 4-3 record in fifth place means a win tonight for McDonald could vault them into a tie for first place in the Western Cloverbelt again, as Bloomer, Fall Creek, Stanley Boyd, McDonald, and Regis are all bunched up and all within striking distance of a conference championship as they start the second go-round of the gauntlet that is the Western Cloverbelt. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right at halftime will be Mark Maloney, as he'll be joining us halfway through this game. Our on-site producer and camera operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream is Gavin Bovey, Carter Jagger back at the WOGO home base in Halley. We'll continue our Max pregame as we break this one down. McDonald in a rematch against Bloomer. We'll talk with both head coaches, looking briefly back at the last time these two teams met. We had it for you here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. You can catch the replay again on our YouTube channel. Hopefully you'll subscribe there. Bloomer nipped McDonald 38-35 in a game that went down to the final seconds, and the Max were just not able to get a shot to fall in that game. They were 16 of 53 from the field, just 2 of 6 from the free throw line, and 1 of 25 from 3. They did out-rebound Bloomer 35-23, only had 7 turnovers in that game, so in a lot of ways Coach Schilling's team played very well, but again, uncharacteristically tough shooting night for the Max. Bloomer didn't shoot a whole lot better, 15 of 37, 3 of 13 from 3, just 5 of 14 from the charity stripe, and again out-rebounded by 12, but they did just enough to defeat McDonald, and now they're going for the season sweep. McDonald, of course, needs this one to remain in firm contention in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Keenan Dahl of Bloomer. This is McDonald pregame on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Back in two.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's the rematch between your McDonald Max and the Bloomer Blackhawks. Blackhawks right now leading the Western Clover Belt Conference. We're here with their head coach, Keenan Dahl. And, Coach, first time against McDonald, lower scoring game than maybe either of you are used to. Teams digging defensively, maybe not shooting as well as you would like, but part of that is, again, when you buy in defensively, it can lead to a game in the 30s.
Well, you know, we try not to play at that pace, but they were able to slow us down and really clamp down and make it tough on us defensively. But, you know, in return, we kind of were able to do the same thing to them. So
when you talk about being slowed down, your leading scorer, Zeke Strand, had a slower game in the first half. But in the second half, it really seemed to find his way a little bit and to make sure that he was going to get his looks.
I think the size of McDonald got to him a little bit, you know, playing just straight up in the post. So we found a little bit different ways to get him the ball a little bit farther out where he could use his quickness to try to get around Bussey and try to do some different things that way.
Coach, last time we saw you were without Colin Crane. Good to have him back, but I'm sure it's a reintegration as well, just getting him back to full speed and playing with his teammates again.
Yeah, it is. He missed six games for us, so he's anxious to be playing well again. He still wraps his finger again, but he's getting closer to full strength now, so.
Second time through the Western Clover Belt Conference, you guys are leading the conference, but I mean, McDonald with a win against you could be also in the co-lead, so I mean, it's really bunched up right now.
It really is. I mean, there's five teams that could still win the conference. I honestly, they're all really good teams, so I mean, it's just gonna be a dogfight all the way out.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Good to see you and your team again, and best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Keenan Dahl of the Blackhawks. We're back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Welcome back to McDonald Boys Basketball here on WOGO Sports and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube here with head coach Adam Schilling. McDonald in a rematch against Bloomer, lost 38-35 at Bloomer earlier this season. Coach, in that game, I mean, don't need to belabor the point, but obviously didn't shoot the ball nearly as well as you guys are capable of, especially from three.
Yeah, that was, I think we were 1-for-25 on threes that game, so that's pretty hard to do. I'm hoping we can shoot a little better here tonight at home, but they always play pretty well on defense, so, you know, it'll be tough.
What do you need to do defensively? Obviously, Zeke Strand is a focal point, a big physical player. Slowed him down a lot in the first half last time, but he kind of had his way a little bit more in the second half.
Yeah, he's going to command a lot of attention from any team he plays against. So they got a lot of guys that really know their roles well and play well together, so it's a tough team to guard.
And obviously, Colin Crane didn't play last time. I think he's back in the starting lineup, so another talented player that demands some attention.
Yeah, another big kid. He rebounds really well. He can step on and hit some shots, too, so he's going to make us play pretty honest on defense, and we'll have to do a good job on him.
As we get into this stretch run, Coach, obviously a lot in front of you, and interesting right now that you're fifth place in the conference, but with a win tonight, could be in a tie for first place. So it's kind of bunched up right now, and that goal of winning a conference championship still very much in play.
Yeah, I think we just want to take it one game at a time. We got six games here this month yet, only two more home games, including tonight. So just got to take it one game at a time to see what we can do, but we got to win these home games here to have a real chance.
Coach, we're looking forward to another competitive Western Clovermelt Conference game, and we'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling here, WOGO Radio, and the all-new WOGO Sports video stream on YouTube. It's McDonald Boys Basketball hosting Bloomer.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports. It's time for your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. As we look at some of the stat lines for this one, McDonald shoots the three a lot, shooting about 25 threes per game. Bloomer puts it up from beyond the arc about 18 times per game. McDonald, of course, that notable stat, 1 of 25 from three-point range, and that three-point loss to Bloomer, 38-35. McDonald shooting 42% from the field, comparing that to Bloomer, about 47%. Again, very similar in free throw percentage. McDonald shoots a little lower from behind the arc, but makes more threes per game, almost eight made threes per game. The team's pretty similar in their rebounding as well, too, and I really think that, again, the battle on the boards is going to be key. McDonald won that battle on the boards the first time against Bloomer, and that is going to be, once again, a key against a physical, fast Bloomer team. Your Toyson Ford Key to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 3 minutes with your player introductions and tip-off. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score on the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Max Basketball on WOGO, welcome back. Great to have you with us. Starting lineup for Bloomer being introduced right now. Jaden Hartman, 5'11", senior guard, number 5, 15 points per game, co-lead on the team. Zeke Strand, their 6'4", co-leading scorer, senior center, 15 points per game for number 12. Number 23, Oren Burrish, a 6'2", junior forward, averaging 12 points per game. Hunter Merrick also averages 12 points per game. Number 30, the 6' junior guard, And Colin Crane, 6'3", senior forward, returns to the lineup. Number 34, averaging 9.1 per game. Head coach is Keenan Dahl of the Bloomer Blackhawks, who are 9-4 on the season and right now tied with Fall Creek for first place in the conference. For your McDonald Max, Cooper Mittermeier, the 5'11 senior guard, number 3, second on the team at 10 points per game. Number 24, Jordan Sikora, the 6'4 senior guard, averaging 7.5 points per game for McDonald. 6'4", junior forward Carson Galvez, 8.6 points per game. Cale Holm, their leading scorer, the 5'10", sharpshooting junior guard, number 34, 11.8 points per game. And Mason Bussey rounds out the starting five. The big fellow, the 6'5", junior center, averaging 4.2 points per game, does number 44. Head coach Adam Schilling at the helm for the McDonald Max. Bloomer is in their jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the white numerals, burnt orange piping. And the burnt orange horizontal stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, royal blue numerals, gold piping on the numerals and lettering, and kind of that Tennessee checkerboard blue and white pattern on the sides of the tanks and shorts. It'll be Zeke Strand, 6'4", jumping it up at midcourt against 6'4", Jordan Sikora. That Bulldog logo. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Opening tip won by Strand, and we are underway as Bloomer will move right to left with Jaden Hartman at the point. Picking him up at half court is Cooper Mittermeier. Right side feed to Oren Burrish. Burrish outside the arc, backtracking with a dribble, finds Hartman near midcourt. Back to Burrish in front of the McDonald bench. Swings up top to Hunter Merrick, who's a dangerous three-point shooter. Burrish right elbow extended, back to Merrick. Merrick up top between the wheels. Burrish hesitates just inside the arc right wing. Flip back to Jaden Hartman up top. And a 38-35 defensive struggle the last time these two teams met. Merrick left wing working off a screen from Strand. Up top, Oren Burrish. He's a right side to Jaden Hartman. Hartman along the baseline. Pass flipped down to Zeke Strand. Mason Bussey got a piece of it for a moment. Now back to Hartman. Refeed Strand in the post. Kick out right side. High catch for Burrish. Stumbles in the lane. Called for a walk. McDonald holds on the first defensive possession of the game and earns the turnover from the Blackhawks. McDonald 4-3 in conference play. Bloomer is at 5-2. Max up top with Bussey. Swing to Cale Holm. Holm left side feed outside the arc. Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper puts on the floor with the right hand. Straight on for three to start the game. Splash it. 4-3. Cooper Mittermeier. And McDonald leads 3-0. And that's a good start that equals the number of triples they had up at Bloomer. They shot 1-for-25, and hopefully we can forget about that stat very quickly in this one. 16-20 and counting to go first half. Left side is Crane to Burrish. Burrish in the lane, runner off the glass. Noah gets his own rebound off the glass, too strong. Zeke Strand double pumps and puts back the rebound. Couple offensive boards there for Bloomer to make it 3-2. Zeke Strand gets his first points. Again, McDonald did a good job on him in the first half last time. Carson Galvez down low. A nice feed from Cale Holm high low. Galvez makes it 5-2. McDonald with the lead and coming out with some full court pressure. Strand across the timeline left wing outside the arc. 3-point lead for McDonald. Cale Holm pokes away from Strand. Strand gets it back, attacks the basket, misses with the left hand. He is a lefty. Carson Galvez with the rebound has his shot poked away, or pass rather, poked away by Strand. He misses one point blank along the baseline. Cooper Mittermeier trying to scoop it to Sikora. Hits that baseline out of bounds to Bloomer. 15-26 to go here first half. Student section on their feet. You're probably seeing that if you're watching the live video stream on the WOGO Radio Facebook page or YouTube. Kick into the corner. Crane wide open for three. Had it pop in and out. Rebound to Sikora. Remains 5-2 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier, the senior, working against Jaden Hartman. Crosses over, backtracks between the circles. Left side feed, Cale Holm. Holm against Merrick. Swings up top, Carson Galvez. Straight on for three, rims in and out. Jordan Sikora almost had an offensive rebound. He did knock it off of Hartman out of bounds. Hartman saying, I didn't touch that. The official disagrees. 15:01 to play here in the first half. And it's McDonald basketball underneath the hoop. Cale Holm right wing finds Mason Bussey. Feed down low to Holm, and Holm tried to go reverse. No, Colin Crane with the rebound. Push ahead to Strand. Strand attacking down the left side of the lane. He's bumped, a blocking foul called on Carson Galvez. Team's first foul we've had of the game with 14:50 to play and a 5-2 lead for McDonald. We'll step into American Marine's Boat Show and find your dream boat, plus 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the Boat Show February 6th to the 16th at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. It's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. We appreciate their support of Chi-Hi McDonough Athletics here on WOGO. Inbounds flipped into Hunter Merrick, left wing. Right side feed, John Bischel is coming to the game, 5'10", junior guard. Zeke Strahan at the left elbow, puts the shoulder down, driving hard to the hoop. Mason Bossy, good defensive stand. And McDonald coming the other way with Carson Galvez. Galvez finds Mason Bossy. Bossy pumps, goes hard off the glass. No rebound, pulled in by the long left arm of Strahan. Hartman swings into the corner. Bischel for three, off the side of the iron. No rebound of Bossy. Cooper Mittermeier with 14-17 to play, straight on. He's already hit a three tonight. Almost 4 minutes into this game, McDonald leading 5-2. Carson Galvez picks up his dribble, finds Jordan Sikora, head fake. Cooper Mittermeier left wing outside the arc. Guarded by Merrick. Sikora back up top, refeeds Cooper Mittermeier high on the left in front of the Bloomer bench. Mittermeier, dribble handoff to Cale Holm. Got his man in the air. Kick back out to Cooper for another three. Oh, he's hit two in a row to start the game. Cooper Mittermeier. 8-2 McDonald. A pair of triples for Cooper Mittermeier and a full two-possession lead for Adam Schilling's Max. Hartman up top. It's on the floor with the left hand. Pull up from 10 feet. Well short. Rebound Cale Holm. Outlet to Cooper Mittermeier. Weaving across the logo at midcourt. Carson Galvez right wing. He's called for a walk. It remains 8-2 McDonald with 13:24 to go here first half. Donald coming out with some full court man-to-man pressure here. Zeke Strahan flip back out to Oren Burish. Hartman right side for Merrick. Merrick against Cale Holm has a screen for a moment. Down the lane, runner from 10 feet, no. Battle for the rebound, pulled in by Cale Holm. Long feed across midcourt. In the left corner, Cale Holm. Back to Jordan Sikora. Up top, near half court, Cooper Mittermeier finds Sikora left side. Looking into the post, nothing there yet. Mason Bossy swings to Cooper Mittermeier, right feed. Drop down to the right block. Carson Galvez to Cale Holm. He's got a wide open look at a three. Snaps it off and snaps it in. Cale Holm for three. McDonald already has tripled their number of triples from the last game. As they only hit one, Cale Holm, that's his first. 11-2, the Max. Zeke Strahan answers with a bucket down low. 11-4. He's tough to stop when he gets it near the bucket. Jordan Sikora swings to Carson Galvez. Passes up the three, and he's called for a walk again. 12:21 left. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Caleb Swenson joined at halftime tonight by Mark Maloney. Gavin Bovey, our camera operator here on site for the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Carter Jagger back at the Wogo home base in Halley, our audio producer. Cale Holm knocks the ball away, kicked it across midcourt. Ball is flying all into the backcourt as bodies flying, and Coach Keenan Dahl gets a timeout as his team had possession for just a moment. We'll step out and be back as well. We are back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Good to have you with us tonight. McDonald Athletics on WOGO. McDonald and Bloomer. Max Boys out to an early 7-point lead, 11-4, with 12:05 remaining in the first half. Bloomer basketball coming out of the timeout. Zeke Strahan in front of the McDonald bench, hands off to Hartman. Hartman finds Strahan at the right block, shuffles a nice pass down low. Burish high off the glass, and he was robbed of that one as it popped in and out. Nathan Hazel is coming to the game for McDonald. Number 22, the sophomore, 6'3" forward, averaging 4.7 points per game. Hazel up top, swings left side, Cooper Mittermeier outside the arc to Jordan Sikora. Finds Hazel at the right block, backing his man down. That's Burish. Goes up and under. Hazel, a nice move, didn't get the finish. Offensive rebound, Mason Bossy. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier to Sikora. Sikora at the right elbow. Goes behind his back. Back to Cooper high on the left. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the left hand to Nathan Hazel up top. Swings Jordan Sikora right side outside the arc. Mason Bossy calling for it in the post. Cale Holm up top. Home guarded by Merrick. Cooper Mittermeier left side. Mittermeier to Mason Bussey up top, just right at the circle. They'll feed Hazel. Hazel backs his man down, pumps, goes up strong, and he'll earn a trip to the line. Nathan Hazel, nice job posting up at that right block. That is the first whistle of the night on Bloomer. Team fouls even at one apiece. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of Chi-Hi and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. That's White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes as Nathan Hazel hits the first free throw to make it 12-4, McDonald. Mason Bussey will take a seat. David Anderson comes into the game, number 10, 6'1", senior forward. Also Grant Smisky, number one, the senior. Hazel hits a pair, 13-4, McDonald. Grant averaging 4 points per game, the 5'10 senior guard. Bishop back out there for Coach Keenan Dahl and Bloomer. Jaden Hartman near midcourt. Hartman up top, gets a screen, pulls up for three straight on, back rim, and it goes high off the top of the backboard, and rebound comes down to McDonald, Nathan Hazel. Grant Smisky, push ahead to Sikora, right back to Smisky. Right wing. Smisky backtracks up top between the circles. 13-4, McDonald with 10:25 to go first half. Hazel up top, fakes the three, left side feed, Grant Smisky. Looks to the post, not there. Cooper Mittermeier falling away for his third three. No, this time, Hartman with the rebound. Hartman across the timeline, picked up by Jordan Sikora. Handoff up top, it's Hunter Merrick. Merrick swings it over to the right side, they'll drop down. Right block extended to Zeke Strand. Against David Anderson. Strand spins into the paint. Up with the left hand. No, but a foul with 9:57 to go. And Strand will go to the line shooting two. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Strand misses on the first free throw. And hey, if you'd like to be a part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Strand has all five of Bloomer's points as he splits the free throws, 13-5. Now our score. McDonald with the lead, 9:49 and counting to go here first half. Right side is Cooper Mittermeier. He's hit a pair of triples already for McDonald. David Anderson rotates to Smisky, then gives him a screen, rolls to the hoop. Nothing there yet. Smisky drops down to Anderson now. Anderson, good position, pops one up and in and out. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel. He'll pump, go up in a crowd, and earns the foul on a trip to the line. Nathan Hazel doing yeoman's work in the paint. With 9:29 left, he's at the line for the second time here tonight. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Free throw is good. It's 14-5 as Hazel 3-for-3 from the foul line. Jordan Sikora out. Eli Stepp comes in, number 2, 5'11", junior guard, averaging 4.3 points per game. Hazel remains at the line. Sophomore is 4-for-4. 15-5, McDonald largest advantage of the night so far. Up by 10. Feed to Zeke Strand across midcourt. Tipped pass down low. Shuffled back out to Strand. He'll spin to the hoop. Left-handed shot. No offensive rebound. Put back and a foul on Hazel. As good position down low by Oren Burrish. And Hazel trying to prevent an easy layup. Reaches across and gets the wrist. With 9:17 left, Bloomer back at the line. Three team fouls on McDonald, two on Bloomer. That was the second on Nathan Hazel. So we'll see what Coach Schilling elects to do here. First free throw is good for Oren Burrish, and that's the first person not named Zeke Strand to score tonight for the Blackhawks. 9-point lead for McDonald with 9:17 to go first half. Second free throw. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound for Bloomer going in strong and missing short is Colin Crane. Another offensive rebound for Strand falling out of bounds. Able to wing it back near midcourt for Hartman. Just 4 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. 9-point lead for McDonald. Bloomer getting an extra chance here. Nice feed down low from Hartman and a reverse going left to right. That's Burrish. And Burrish has his first field goal, and it's 15-8. The McDonald 10-point lead trimmed down to 7. Hartman to Grant Smisky. Mittermeier to Grant Smisky. Right side, Eli Stepp. Outside the arc, puts it on the ground with the left hand. Eli attacking at the foul line. Rotated to Smisky via Mason Bussey. Smisky up top, David Anderson. Anderson to Cooper Mittermeier. On the floor with the left hand. Pulled up for a moment. Thought better of the three. Eli Stepp. Bullet pass down low. Mason Bussey gets two defenders up in the air. Had his shot blocked. Sent back out to Grant Smisky via Eli Stepp. Smisky splashes the three from the right corner. Grant Smisky makes it 18-8. And a steal by Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Bloomer as Zeke Strand was able to rip it away. 8 minutes left. Cooper had that for a moment. Feed blocked by Mason Bussey. It's right in front of the Bloomer student section where that collision occurred. It looked like Mittermeier had a clean steal, and Zeke Strand was able to take it back. 7:56 to play, 10-point ball game. Bloomer with the basketball. McDonald with the lead, 18-8. Hartman having trouble getting this one in. Able to float it back up top, though, to Colin Crane. Crane to Burrish, right wing. Back to Crane just inside the arc. Looking for a handoff to Hartman. Hartman resets the offense. Calls out the play. Eli step right in his grill. Screen from Strand. He rolls to the basket. Hartman maintains. Gives to Colin Crane up top. Colin Crane pulls up right elbow jumper. Rims in and out. Rebound Mason Bussey. And a foul from behind. And that one's going, I believe, against Burrish. That'll be the team's third for Bloomer. With 7:33 remaining, Carson Galvez comes in for David Anderson. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, always proud to back the Max. Officials conferring for a moment here. And now we're back to action. 7.5 minutes left. McDonald leading 18-8 here. Past the midway point of the first half. Cooper Mittermeier rotates to Eli Stepp in the right corner. Stepp driving baseline down to the right block. Drafts a beautiful no-look bounce pass down low. What a feed to Mason Bussey. Oh, a gorgeous throw there from Eli Stepp to Mason Bussey, who has his first field goal, and it's 20-8 McDonald. Merrick left wing into the post, knocked away from Strand, a whistle and a foul. And that one is going against Strand as he tagged Grant Smisky. After Smisky ripped it away, 6:56 to play. Shoe tie timeout at midcourt for Bischel. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua. That's MichelleMua.com, M-O-U-A, MichelleMua.com. Carson Galvez left alone for three, and he makes the Blackhawks pay. A triple for Carson Galvez, and it's 23-8 McDonald. Now a steal by Grant Smisky at midcourt. Smisky high feed to Cooper Mittermeier, right corner. And Mittermeier is bumped on the way to the basket with 6:23 to play. McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop. And we have a timeout first. Full timeout. We'll step out and be back in a minute. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway.
something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Good to have you with us on WOGO. It's McDonald basketball tonight. Caleb Swenson soon to be joined by Mark Maloney, 23-8. McDonald leads with 6:23 to go before the half, and the Macs have the basketball underneath the hoop with Cooper Mittermeier to trigger it in. Coming out of the timeout, Cooper floats it up top to Cale Holm. Holm, they left him alone for three, pops it in and out. All the way down and then somehow spun back out. Burrish with the rebound to Hartman. Up top, Bischel. Almost two-thirds of the way through the half. Open look at a three from Hartman. That one bounces off the back of the bracket of the backboard and down for Bloomer. 23-11, and right now as the Blackhawks searching for some offense, they'll take it anywhere they can get it. As Hartman averaging 15 per game, gets a nice shooter's touch. 12-point ball game, 5:55 to go here in the first half. Eli Stepp checks out. Jordan Secor, the senior, back in. Carson Galvez going to inbound from right in front of the Bloomer student section. Tosses into the backcourt. Cooper Mittermeier. He'll take it across the logo, guarded by Jaden Hartman. Right side feed, Jordan Secor against Bischel. Jordan puts it on the floor, a couple bounce with the left hand, crossing over. Long cross-court skip, Carson Galvez in that left corner. Galvez to Jordan Secora. Secora at the foul line. Flips one out past tip. Galvez retrieves. Carson driving baseline. Kick out Jordan Secora, and he walked with the basketball. Was thinking about pulling up for the three, then went into his drive and took that little extra hop step, and the officials right on it. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of jump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com and StelterIncorporated.com. Hartman drives into the lane, spinning. Touch with the right hand is sweet. 23-13. Jaden Hartman has five straight points for Bloomer. A little floater in the lane. 10-point lead for McDonald. Carson Galvez spins in the lane, gets his man in the air, draws a foul from behind on Bischel. And Carson Galvez going to the line, shooting two. Well, it's time. It's time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. It's time. Tax return time. It is time to call Wurzgala. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Is the first free throw good? For Carson Galvez, call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates, 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. It's 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. Second free throw is just as nice. 2-for-2 from the foul line, Carson Galvez. He has a 3-of-2 and two free throws. Here's the lead back to McDonald at 25-13. Merrick at the foul line, lost it to Mason Bussey. Bussey to Jordan Secora behind his back. Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three. Oh, he's feeling it tonight. A trifecta of triples for Cooper Mittermeier, the senior. McDonald leads at 28-13. Zeke Strand, right block. Flip back out to Hunter Merrick. That's Bischel. Back out to Zeke Strand. Backing down on Bussey. Flip out left side. Three on the way. Bischel, no. Offensive rebound. Strand goes up strong and scores. He is a beast. Zeke Strand, strong player. Has 6 points. Seven. And 28-15 the score. McDonald still up 13 with just over 4 minutes to play here first half. Jordan Secor outside the arc left wing. Mason Bussey wants it in the post down there. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, right wing, drives into the lane. Pass poked away and stolen by Bloomer. Hunter Merrick got an arm in the passing lane there. Merrick across the timeline against Cale Holm to Jaden Hartman. 3:40 to go first half. 28-15 McDonald. Hartman off the screen from Zeke Strand. He rolls to the basket. They can't get the ball to him. Bischel up top. Now they find Strand at the left elbow. Strand, head fake, trying to back down Mason Bussey. Pulls up from 10 feet, has a nice soft touch. With that left hand, 28-17. Zeke Strand, 9 points in the first half. 9 of Bloomer's 17. 11-point lead for McDonald. 3:13 and counting to go. 16 fouls against Bloomer. They can't foul without sending McDonald to the line here for the remaining 3 minutes and change of the first half. Carson Galvez, left elbow jumper, rims in and out. Mason Bussey tries to pull down the rebound, lost out of bounds. Last touch by Bussey as he was battling Hartman for it. Well, it's one more donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls tonight from 4 till 9. You can order online. 25% of sales given to Halmstad Elementary. Just make sure if you go in to mention Halmstad Elementary, use code Halmstad when you order online at toppers.com. Donation night for Halmstad Elementary till 9 tonight at Topper's Pizza. 3 missed by Bloomer and McDonald coming the other way. Cale Holm up top to Cooper Mittermeier. 2:39 to go first half. 11-point lead for the McDonald boys here in this rematch against Bloomer. Trying to split the season series. High post feed Carson Galvez. Galvez, a couple dribbles with the left hand. Flips to Cale Holm. Not shy about taking a three from the left corner. No. Long rebound out to Jaden Hartman, and Bloomer wants to run. Hartman finds Bischel. Bischel high off the glass. No. And going high for that rebound is Jordan Sikora. He'll push to Cale Holm. Holm in the left corner. Bobbled the pass. Got it knocked out of bounds. On his return to Sikora, it'll stay with McDonald with 2:10 to play and an 11-point lead for the Max boys. Anderson back in for McDonald. Mason Bussey will take a well-deserved breather. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Cooper Mittermeier to trigger in this inbound. Cooper holding, flips it into Cale Holm in the left corner. Knocked away and stolen by Crane. Push ahead to Hartman. Hartman right wing, spinning into the lane, pulls up with the right hand, well short. Rebound, Anderson wraps a pass around to Jordan Sikora. Now McDonald on the move. Sikora doubled right wing, has it knocked away in front of the Bloomers student section. With a minute 53 to play. Again, student section on their feet. Great energy on both sides for McDonald and the Blackhawks. That is leading to a few blind spots for our live video stream if you're watching via WOGO Sports on YouTube or the WOGO Radio Facebook page. It's all right. Make you feel like you're here. Up top, Carson Galvez. Swings left side. Minute 40 to go here first half. Cale Holm up top to Jordan Sikora in the left wing. Finds Carson Galvez, left block extended. Shoot back out to Jordan Sikora at the foul line. Pass tipped in the lane. A scramble for it. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. As Cale Holm got a little tangled up down there with John Bischel. Great hustle for both teams. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Off the inbound, Jordan Sikora gets it back from Carson Galvez. Minute 18 to go. Cooper Mittermeier has had the hot hand for McDonald in the first half. Gives it up to Carson Galvez, left wing. Carson jabbing, probing just inside the arc. Now backtracks near the Bloomer bench. Picked up his dribble, having some trouble. Wraps it over to Sikora. Sikora had Anderson for a moment, not quite able to get it to him. Drives in hard to the hoop, earns a trip to the line, shooting two with a minute one to play. Jordan Sikora. Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. First free throw for Sikora is perfect. Contact WOGO Sports Director Greg Stewart. His email, gstewart, with a D, gstewart, at wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037. 29-17, McDonald. Second free throw, perfect. 2 for 2 on that trip to the charity stripe for Jordan Sikora. His first points tonight makes it a 13-point lead for McDonald, 32-17. Hartman across the timeline. Guarded very closely by Cooper Mittermeier. Hartman calling for a screen. Instead, the handoff to Oren Burrish. Burrish to Merrick. Back to Hartman up top with 38 seconds to play. Hartman crosses over. Goes to Colin Crane. Rotates left side outside the arc. They'll drop it down to Burrish. Left block extended. 29 seconds to play. First half, 13-point lead for McDonald. Merrick, the flip back to Burrish. Burrish up top. Checked by Sikora. Hands off to Hartman with 20 seconds to go. Hartman off the screen from Colin Crane. Left side Hartman. They're trying to get it to Zeke Strand. High catch in the post. Drops it down low and a whistle, a foul on the ground as Burrish goes up strong with 11.5 to play. That is the fourth team foul on McDonald. And And that one is going against Jordan Sikora, just his first. 11.5 seconds to play. Rotate on the inbounds to Merrick. Merrick for three, nicks off the front of the rim. 7 seconds to go, McDonald on the run. Cooper Mittermeier pulls it up, finds Jaden Hartman as he was looking for Galvez. Hartman throws it up from 50 feet, well short of the rim. And at the break, McDonald with a strong first half. They lead by 13, 30-17 here at home against Bloomer. Well, if you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-2026 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0533. Today. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 30-17, the McDonald Max lead by 13 over Bloomer at the break. Back in three.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back. It's halftime. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson at the half, joined soon by Mark Maloney. It's been an impressive first half for McDonald, 30-17. They lead at the break after shooting 1-for-25 from three the first time these two teams met. McDonald has three triples in the first half just from Cooper Mittermeier and six made threes on the half, 18 of their 30 points. We'll break down the leading scorers in just a moment, give you some halftime thoughts as well. Well, mark your calendars. McDonald Area Catholic School's biggest fundraiser, Spring Spectacular, is happening March 29th, 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable evening to celebrate and support Catholic education. Stay tuned. Exciting details, including the evening's entertainment, are coming soon. Don't miss it. Save the date for Spring Spectacular. Again, the biggest fundraiser for McDonald Area Catholic Schools, March 29th. Well, the scoring went like this, as McDonald has had seven different players score in the first half, three in the scoring column for the Bloomer Blackhawks. They are led by Zeke Strand. He leads them co-lead in scoring with Jaden Hartman on the season at 15 per game. Well, Strand already has nine in the first half for Bloomer, five for Jaden Hartman. He scored all five of those kind of in a flurry late going in that first half. Oren Burrish, also three for Coach Keenan Dahl and the Blackhawks. But McDonald's done a good job so far defensively, and overall, other than giving up a few stray offensive rebounds here and there, they've controlled the glass very well. Now, those seven different players scoring for McDonald look like this. 9 points for Cooper Mittermeier. Again, he has hit three threes already in the first half. Three of McDonald's six threes, so nine for Cooper Mittermeier. Also in the first half, 7 points for Carson Galvez. He did it from all over. A made three, a made two, and two for two from the foul line as well. Then 4 points from Nathan Hazel. All of that damage done from the charity stripe. 3 points for Grant Smisky. Also 2 points for Jordan Sikora, and two for Mason Bussey and Cale Holm with a made three as well. McDonald getting a lot of balance offensively from their scoring. When you look at the leading scores for Bloomer coming into this game, they have four guys averaging double figures, and calling Crane very close to that, but again, he's missed six games and just come back in the last couple of games. So Bloomer has Hartman and Strand averaging 15 points per game, Burrish and Merrick averaging 12 points per game, and Crane just behind at 9 points per game. This is an incredibly balanced Bloomer attack, so to only have three players score in the first half speaks volumes for what McDonald has been able to do defensively. On the other side, for McDonald offensively, what's really been impressive in the first half, the ball movement, a few stray turnovers here and there, but overall, they've been able to stay pretty clean offensively, been able to get out of some foul trouble that's plagued them sometimes in other games, and again, really keep that ball moving around. The pace has varied here and there, but I think it favors Bloomer if you kind of get into a slower half-court set where Zeke Strand can really start asserting his physicality. For McDonald to push the pace here, I think it certainly favors them, and when you can shoot the way they did in the first half, that's going to help you out as well. 30-17 at the break. Let's take a listen to your first half highlights. They sounded like this on WOGO Sports. As we will get those for you in just a moment here on WOGO. Again, don't forget, sorry about that, to subscribe to the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Now your halftime highlights here on WOGO. Max up top with Bussey. Swing to Cale Holm. Holm left side, feet outside the arc. Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper puts on the floor with the right hand. Straight on for three to start the game. 4-3, Cooper Mittermeier, and McDonald leads 3-0. Eric Sikora back up top, refeeds Cooper Mittermeier high on the left in front of the Bloomer bench. Mittermeier, dribble handoff to Cale Holm, got his man in the air, kick back out to Cooper for another three. Oh, he's hit two in a row to start the game. Cooper Mittermeier, 8-2 McDonald. Near half court, Cooper Mittermeier finds Sikora left side. Looking into the post, nothing there yet. Mason Bussey swings to Cooper Mittermeier right feed. Drop down to the right block. Carson Galvez to Cale Holm. He's got a wide open look at a three. Snaps it off and snaps it in. Cale Holm for three. McDonald already has tripled their number of triples from the last game. Mittermeier on the floor with the left hand. Pulled up for a moment. Thought better of the three. Eli Stepp. Bullet pass down low. Mason Bussey gets two defenders up in the air. Had his shot blocked. Sent back out to Grant Smisky via Eli Stepp. Smisky splashes the three from the right corner. Like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua. That's MichelleMua.com. M-O-U-A. MichelleMua.com. Carson Galvez left alone for three, and he makes the Blackhawks pay. A triple for Carson Galvez, and it's 23-8 McDonald. The lead back to McDonald at 25-13. Merrick at the foul line, lost it to Mason Bussey. Bussey to Jordan Sikora behind his back. Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three. Oh, he's feeling it tonight. A trifecta of triples for Cooper Mittermeier, the senior. And that's how the first half sounded. We'll be back with the second half in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball and WOGO. Back in a minute.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King and Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball. You've got a little time left. It's donation night till 9 o'clock tonight at Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls. 25% of sales will be given to Halmstad Elementary. Just make sure to mention Halmstad Elementary or use code Halmstad when you order online. Code Halmstad again till 9 tonight, benefiting Halmstad Elementary, Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls. Back to the action here on WOGO. Bloomer with a quick three to start the second half. Rather, McDonald with a quick three to start the second half, and Bloomer with the rebound, moving now left to right here in the second. 30-17, Max lead by 13, but this is a dangerous Bloomer team that is leading the conference in the Western Clover Belt. Colin Crane, his three comes up short, but an offensive rebound kicked out to Merrick via Burrish. Back to Crane, left wing. Crane at the foul line to Hunter Merrick. About 40 seconds into the second half. Just as we said at halftime that McDonald was doing a good job controlling the glass. An offensive rebound leads to a made three from Bloomer, buried by Merrick, his first of the game, deep from the left wing. And just like that, it's a 10-point ball game. Carson Galvez out there, original starting five. Galvez, Sikora, Mittermeier, Holm, and Bussey for head coach Adam Schilling. Caleb Swenson joined soon by Mark Maloney, Gavin Bovey, our camera operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Check that out. Subscribe. Carter Jagger at the WOGO home base, and Halley, our audio producer tonight. Mason Bussey spinning on Crane. High off the glass. No. Fights. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora high off the rim. No. Offensive rebound. Sikora flips it out to Carson Galvez. Wide open for three. Left corner. Splashes it. Carson Galvez, an answer for three for McDonald. Galvez' second made triple of the night, and he's into double-digit scoring. On the other side, a two for Burrish, as Bloomer quickly answering. And the pace picking up just a bit here in the second half. 10-point game, 32-22. Almost 2 minutes into the second. Left side, Cale Holm. Home to Cooper Mittermeier up top. Rotates right in front of the McDonald bench to Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Carson Galvez. Galvez floats it down to Bussey. Bussey against Crane. Slides a bounce pass back out to Carson. Swings to Cale Holm. Snaps off a three. Right corner. Side of the rim. No. Rebound to Zeke Strand. And he'll hand off to Hartman. Almost 2.5 minutes into the second half. Pace picking up here in the second. Hartman left wing. Guarded by Holm. Floats it up top. Crane. Crane left all alone to Strand. Strand drops it down to Burrish. Burrish up strong for another two. A couple baskets in a row for Oren Burrish as he goes over Galvez, makes it 32-24. McDonald's lead trimmed down to eight. They led by 13 at half. Up top, Carson Galvez. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier has some trouble with the pass. Gets it back to Cale Holm up top. Holm thought about a three. Instead, slices a pass down between two Bloomer defenders to Galvez. He'll kick it out. Jordan Sikora at the right elbow. Sikora rotates to Carson Galvez. Head fake to Sikora up top. Looks at a three. Comes up short. Rebound tracked down by Burrish in front of the McDonald bench. 32-24. Bloomer down just eight. with 14:45 to go, and now the Blackhawks on the attack with Colin Crane. Crane finds Merrick. Merrick up top near the logo. Bounce into the left corner. That's Burrish, who's had a hot hand in the second half. Merrick refeeding Burrish at the left block, trying to back down Bussey. Kick out Crane. Wide open for three. Front of the rim, no. Rebound out to Sikora of McDonald. Hands off Cooper Mittermeier. Floats it all the way across the floor to Carson Galvez. Cale Holm, right corner against Merrick. Jabs on him once, twice. Back out to Galvez. Mittermeier to Sikora, left side. Sikora up top, Carson Galvez. Mittermeier drops down to Bussey. Bussey walked to the basketball. Looked like he had good position, but couldn't quite finish. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, they're always here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, let them know you appreciate their support of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics here on WOGO Sports. It's heavy pressure on the inbounds. Cooper Mittermeier able to swat it out of bounds. Bloomer will try again with 14:05 to play. Bounce to Hartman. Perhaps a bounce pass back to Bischel. Bischel being pursued by Cooper Mittermeier, having some trouble. Picks up his dribble. Floats to the midcourt. That's Strand. Strand at the foul line. Bounce pass down low. Challenge at the rim, but Burrish able to finish again. And it's a 6-point ball game. 7-point ball game. Excuse me. 33-26. As Burrish, strong effort here to start the second half. Excuse me. 32-26 is... We'll correct the score on the video stream. McDonald with a turnover. And the ball right back to Bloomer in a 6-point game with 13:40 to go. Inbounds to Strand. Strand attacking against Mason Bussey. Goes hard at him. Comes up short. Bussey gobbles up the rebound. Long feed ahead to Sikora. Sikora back to Carson Galvez. Lines up a three and drains it! Carson Galvez, his second hit from downtown. This one from the left wing. Second hit from downtown in the half. Coming hard the other way is Bischel to make it 35-28. I believe that's the first basket for John Bischel, who started the last time these two teams played. Now comes off the bench in favor of Colin Crane. 5 minutes into the second half. 7-point lead for McDonald. They were up 30-17 at the break. The score now stands 35-28. Cooper Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. He'll line up a three from the right corner. No, Mason Bussey couldn't quite fight down the rebound. Battling with Zeke Strand, and Hartman ends up with it for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Hartman across the logo. Calling out the play, leaves it for Burrish on the left side. Burrish at the left elbow, backing down Carson Galvez. Spins to the hoop and scores again. Burrish has just been phenomenal here in the second half. 35-30, as close as Bloomer has been in quite a while. David Anderson about to come in for McDonald. Jordan Sikora just outside the lane. Pick out Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the right side of the lane. Pumps, holds, working the pivot foot out to Sikora. Will Holm now between the wheels directing traffic. One third of the way through the second half. 5-point game and a throwaway. Mittermeier threw it right to Hartman. Hartman down the left side of the lane, comes to a jump stop, angles up with the right hand from underneath the left side of the hoop and scores. 35-32, 3-point game. Jaden Hartman now with 7 points. Bussey rotates to Cale Holm up top. Cooper Mittermeier had 9 in the first half, hasn't scored yet here in the second. Back to Mittermeier in the right corner. Hartman hacking at the ball. A whistle and a foul on the ground. First foul of the second half as we played the first 6 minutes, 31 seconds of the half clean. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating doesn't either. They're available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. It's 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. 3-point game inbounds to Cale Holm. Holm floats it back up top, Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. Into the left corner, Carson Galvez finds David Anderson, who just came back in. McDonald holding a tenuous one-possession lead. Whistle and a foul far side of the floor. Cooper Mittermeier went down hard. Bischel's checking on him. Make sure he's all right. Gives him a hand up. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Inbounds to David Anderson. 11:15 to play, 35-32. McDonald's 13-point halftime lead cut down by 10 points so far here in the second half. Looking to answer, the Bloomer flurry. Mittermeier to Anderson, and has it knocked away for a moment by Merritt. Gets it back. Mittermeier in front of his own bench off the screen from David Anderson. Mittermeier shoots it out left side. Jordan Sikora for three off the front of the rim. No. A chance to tie or come within one. Feed to Burrish. Burrish hard to the hoop. No. Rebound pulled down by Carson Galvez. Had his pocket picked by Burrish. Burrish gets it back. Shovels it out to Colin Crane near midcourt. Right side for Merritt. 10:36 to go. The effort level has been ratcheted up for the Bloomer Blackhawks. You can see why they were leading the conference coming in, trying to maintain that lead. Feed down to Crane. He's doubled along the baseline. Crane deep underneath the hoop, goes up strong, and he will earn a trip to the line. As McDonald seemed to have him in a pretty good position, but raked him across the arm. And Colin Crane, the 6'3 senior, looking for his first points. 10:21 remaining in a three-point ball game, 35-32. Crane first free throw comes up short. Again, a reminder, until 9 tonight, donation night. At Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls, 25% of sales given to Halmstad Elementary. Just make sure to mention Halmstad Elementary or use code Halmstad. Maybe you're watching us online, Wogo Sports on YouTube. Order online at toppers.com. Use code Halmstad. Toppers Pizza, Chippewa Falls. Till 9 tonight. Second free throw missed, but another offensive rebound by Burrish. He goes up strong and is fouled. Oh, goodness. Bloomer just outworking McDonald here in the second half. A pair of free throws missed, but Burrish takes the loose change. He's been a hot hand here in the second half, and now at the line shooting two. Team foul was even at two apiece. That foul went on David Anderson. First free throw is good. Ford Burrish makes it 35-33. Second made free throw of the night for Oren Burrish, the 6'2" junior, averaging 12 points per game. That's what he's at right now with 10:17 remaining. Second free throw for Burrish. Good as well. 1-point ball game. McDonald led 30-17 at the half. They've been outscored 17-5 in the first 7 minutes 50 seconds. Up top, Nathan Hazel. Hazel driving down the right side of the lane to Cooper Mittermeier. Spots up for three. Got another one. What a big time for a big hit from downtown for Cooper Mittermeier. His fourth triple. 38-34 McDonald. Jaden Hartman crossing over on Eli Stepp. Hartman kicks in the right corner. Merrick for three. That one's good. 38-37. Back and forth we go. Merrick, his second triple of the second half. Mittermeier up top for McDonald. Swings to Eli Stepp in the right corner. Stepp back to Cooper Mittermeier and looked like he was fouled. But no, the foul goes against McDonald. As Mittermeier lost it and then committed the foul. That's his second, team's third with 9:22 to play. And now a chance for Bloomer to take the lead. Their first lead since very early on in this contest. 38-37 McDonald trying to dig in defensively. Max Mindell out on the floor for the first time tonight for the Blackhawks. Strand a head fake, driving baseline, goes strong up to the rim, blocking foul call to McDonald. And Strand will have to earn it from the foul line with 9:05 to play. Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours as Strand misses the first free throw. Contact WOGO Sports Director Greg Stewart, gstewart@wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037. Strand, the second lefty free throw, ties the game at 38. He splits a pair of free throws to Zeke Strand. We are tied with exactly 9 minutes to go. dogfight here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium for the McDonald Macs. Right side, Eli Step off the screen, a little slip screen from Hazel. Step to David Anderson up top. Leaves it left side for Grant Smisky. The senior up top straddling the arc to Eli Step. Tries for three. That one too strong. And out of bounds to Bloomer with 8:38 left. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. McDonald full court man-to-man pressure. Step riding Hartman. 14 fouls on McDonald, 2 against the Blackhawks. Siegstrand takes a pass across midcourt, driving down the left side of the lane, and he ran over Cooper Mittermeier, but they're going to call the foul on Cooper. I guess didn't have good position. That is the fifth foul on McDonald, the third on Mittermeier. So only one left to give for the final 8:27 for the Macs. Hartman to inbound, Mason Bussey about to come back in. Merrick, wide open for three, comes off the side of the rim, fight for the rebound. Nathan Hazel wins that battle. Long feed across the floor to Eli Step. Step with a head fake, wraps a beautiful pass down low. Offensive rebound, Anderson missed, kick out Step. Step for three, rims in and out. Grant Smisky crashes the boards for another offensive rebound. Smisky had it poked away by Hartman, loose on the ground. Nathan Hazel rips it out of there. And a whistle, and is one finally going against Bloomer? It might be here. That would be their third with 8:02 left. Frenetic pace. McDonald, some hustle plays there to keep the possession alive. That foul went against Max Mindell, the junior guard. His first, again, just the team's third. With 8:02 remaining, Mason Bussey back out there. Grant Smisky to inbounds. Finds Cooper Mittermeier to Mason Bussey. Swings to Nathan Hazel, the sophomore. Hazel to Grant up top. Under 8 to go. 38-38. 13-point lead for McDonald at halftime. Now a tie ball game. Feed down to Bussey. Bussey pumps. Goes up strong. No. Grabs his own rebound. Going up strong again. Too strong again. Rebound batted out. And Eli Step takes it away from Strand. Eli goes down hard. Are we going to have a held ball or a foul here? And held ball with possession going to Bloomer. My goodness, Eli just got picked up and dropped. Looked like a WWE move as he would not let go of that basketball.
I made it, Caleb. I heard this is going to be a great game. I figured you might need a little help.
I can breathe for just a moment, perhaps. Inbounds to Hartman. 7:34 to go. 38-38. Bloomer has not led since the opening minute, I believe, of this game. Down 13 at halftime. A travel by Hartman as he spotted up for three, and the ball back to McDonald with 7:24 remaining. We're on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. You can also watch our live video stream, WOGO Sports. Subscribe on YouTube. We're streaming video live. 7:15 to go, 38 all. Cooper Mittermeier for his fifth three. Oh. That one just off the front of the rim. Long rebound tracked down by Merrick of Bloomer. Left side for Hartman. Outside the arc. We're now under 7 minutes to play. Jordan Sikora against Jaden Hartman. Drops down to Strand. Mason Bussey giving him plenty of room. Strand picks up his dribble. Will pull up from 17. Rims in and out. Nathan Hazel clears the rebound to Grant Smisky. Smisky across the timeline. 6:45 left.
See if we can't score here. Open this up a little bit.
Jordan Sikora outside the arc. Has his pass knocked away by Strand in the arms of Hartman. So McDonald turns it over. Hartman taking his time across the timeline. Both of these teams have worked hard, especially here in the second half. Breathing a little heavy. Bishop to Merrick. Merrick a head fake. Driving baseline. Finds Strand. Strand attacking the hoop up with the left hand. Somehow flipped it up and in, and a foul. 40-38 Bloomer, and Strand going to the line for more.
Wow, that was a big fight underneath there. That was, I guess, a good fight for both big guys. Mason was in there with it, and Mason got called for the foul.
That's just his first, but the team's sixth. So bonus the rest of the way for Bloomer. They've only committed three fouls. They lead 40-38, 41-38. As Strand
full timeout.
It's the free throw. Full timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shadow! He fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to WOGO. Great to have you with us for Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, McDonald up 13 at the break, now trails 41-38 to the Bloomer Blackhawks. Max with the ball, moving right to left here in the second half. Do they have an answer coming out of the timeout? Right side, Mittermeier for three, side of the rim, no, rebound back to Cooper, and he's fouled.
Yep.
Either by Strand or Bischel. That's the fourth whistle against Bloomer with 5:55 to play. That is the second on Strand, so no significant foul trouble for him at the moment. Maxwell inbound. Flip to Secor in front of the Max bench. Jordan Secor to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Jordan, right side, jabbing. A workaround to Carson Galvez. Right side for Sakura with 5:40 to play. 41-38, Bloomer with the lead. Bloomer trying to sweep the season series. McDonald trying to move into a tie for first place in the conference. Move from fifth up to first. They could pull off a win here tonight. Jordan Sakura, left wing. Finds Galvez. Galvez backing Burrish down. Back out to Sakura. Flips back to Carson. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier. 5:17 to play. Mittermeier driving baseline. Pulls up at the left block. Flip to Carson Galvez for three. Straight on. Rims in and out. Rebound picked out by Strand. Strand almost walked the ball, then threw it away. And McDonald returns the favor as Mittermeier tried to throw an over-the-shoulder pass to Cale Holm and overshot him.
Yes, they needed that one.
5:03 left.
Three on one basically going on there. We just overshot that pass.
McDonald, some full court pressure here. Burrish to inbound, finds Strand. Strand right back to Burrish. Burrish ahead of steam across the timeline. Crosses over down the lane, throws one off the left hand. Blocking foul called as Carson Galvez went down hard. I think stepped wrong on that ankle. And so Carson taking a little time here to get up and also called for the foul. That's his second, team seventh, with 4:57 to play. I'm sure if they called a shooting foul here or not. And Carson's still down here on the floor. And so he's going to be looked at. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this on WOGO.
It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Carson Galvez now sitting up along the baseline, being helped to his feet. Just called for the foul and went down heavily. Seems to be walking unaided with Coach Schilling and the athletic trainer. Burrish checking on him again. Some good respect and sportsmanship between these teams as Burrish will now go to the line. Shooting, I think, just a 1-1 here. They didn't call it a shooting foul.
Oh, he did, I think, because they're lined up like a two-shot.
So they'll stay down the first, and Burrish, the first free throw is too strong. So still a three-point lead for Bloomer. Stop into American Marine's Boat Show and find your dream boat, plus 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the Boat Show February 6th to the 16th at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw is good, so now a two-possession lead for the Blackhawks. Burrish has had an excellent second half. He splits the free throws there to make it 42-38. Does McDonald have an answer? Mason Bussey, high post, hands off to Jordan Sikora, kick to the left corner. Nathan Hazel driving baseline, back out to Sikora. Sikora bumps his way down the lane, blocked by Burrish, but a foul with 4:40 to play.
Little body foul.
That's the fifth foul against Bloomer, so they just have one more to give. That is the second on Burrish. 17 fouls on McDonald. First free throw for Jordan Sikora comes up short. He's now 2 for 3 from the foul line. Trying to pull this one back to a one-possession deficit. Bloomer's outscored McDonald 25-8 in the second half, 25-9. As the second free throw is good for Jordan Sikora and brings McDonald back within a possession. 3 points on the night for Jordan Sikora, all from the foul line. 42-39 Bloomer. With possession moving left to right here in the second half on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live stream on YouTube. Hartman finds Burrish in the right corner. Looking to Strand, he's calling for it in the post. They go to Colin Crane instead. Merrick left wing. Hartman on the left side. Now they find Strand outside the arc against Bussey. Strand works into the paint, flips one up with the left hand. No, another offensive rebound. Burrish had it, knocked away from him, but Strand, the hustle play, tracks it down to Hartman, left all alone for three. Back rim, no. Strand goes over the back of Hazel. And did they call it? I don't know that they did.
Nope, they did now.
Oh, now they did. So that's Strand's third. It looked like a pretty clear over the back, and Strand has a lot of hops. But
yes.
We'll contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua, michellemua.com. Cale Holm rings out a three to tie the game. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel. Hazel, a sophomore, is doubled, looking for help. Finds Holm. Holm down the lane. No-look pass. Out to Sikora for three to tie. No. Rebound. Tied up. No. Foul on McDonald. Thought maybe they'd get a tie-up with Hazel and Hartman. Instead, Hazel commits the foul, and that will send Hartman the other way, shooting a 1-1. Both teams are in the bonus now with 3:34 left. McDonald trailing 42-39. Had a couple good looks at tying the ball game there from three.
Good shots there. Cale had a nice shot.
Hartman still shooting a 1-1 for Bloomy here. Grant Smisky will come in at the 3:34 mark. And he will check in for Mason Bussey. 18 fouls on McDonald, 6 against Bloomer. Hartman to try to extend this beyond a one-possession game. Free throw, rims out. It's still a one-possession lead for Bloomer. McDonald down 42-39. A chance to come within one or tie here. Smisky up top, crossing over a couple times on Hartman. Picks up his dribble now, finds Cale Holm. Holm attacking the hoop, kick out, Hazel. Hazel wide open for three, no. Rebound fought down by Sikora and a foul.
Nice.
That'll go against Hartman and will send Sikora to the line. It'll be a 1-1 with 3:13 to play. Now McDonald attacking the rebounds a little bit more as Carson Galvez sitting on the trainer's table far side of the floor. Not sure if we'll see him again tonight or not.
He got his shoe off over there.
Trying to get taped up. Sikora, this is a 1-1 free throw. Hits the first. A big make there for the senior, Jordan Sikora. 42-40. He has 4 points. They've all come from the foul line. Mason Bussey will check in for Nathan Hazel. He's done some great work on the boards tonight. Still a lot of time left in this one. 2-point ball game. Jordan Sikora can trim it to one. And the officials pausing the action for a moment. The players switching positions. Spirit fingers in the air for the McDonald student section. Free throw for Sikora, comes up short. Mason Bussey had it for a moment, but tipped back out to Bloomer. Still a two-point lead for the Blackhawks with just over 3 minutes to play. They'll take their time here, you'd presume. Neither team can foul. Hartman left wing up top to Colin Crane. They'll drop it down to Strand. Strand is doubled. The senior flip out to Crane. Crane left side, Hartman. Guarded by Cooper Mittermeier. They'll feed Strand again in the lane. Spinning, trying to go underneath Mason Bussey, and he's called for a travel.
Yep.
Mason Bussey held strong. Yep. Nathan Hazel and Mason Bussey now will switch.
And a little offense, defense going here by Coach Schilling. 2:43 left. Max down by two.
42-40. Bloomer with the lead. McDonald with the basketball. Just kind of figured this one would come down to the wire. Sikora left block extended. Floats out for Cale Holm. Just over 2.5 minutes to go. Left side, Sikora outside the arc. Now the foul line kick out, Hazel. Right side, Smisky. Smisky with Hartman on his back. The foul line. Goes to left side for Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Hazel. Hazel into the paint. Kick out. Grant Smisky. Smisky with the head fake. Guarded closely by Hartman. Sikora right side. Timeout taken by Coach Schilling. He'll take a full timeout with 2:06 to play. We'll take it with him. Back in a minute for a thrilling finish here in Chippewa Falls. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald basketball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Well, mark your calendars. McDonald Area Catholic School's biggest fundraiser, Spring Spectacular, is happening March 29, 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable evening to celebrate and support Catholic education. Stay tuned. Exciting details, including the evening's entertainment, are coming soon. Don't miss it. Save the date. Spring Spectacular, March 29th. McDonald, out of the full timeout, will inbound in front of their own bench. Cale Holm finds Jordan Sikora. Just over 2 minutes to play. Sikora drives hard to the hoop and scores. We are tied at 42. Jordan Sikora, his first field goal. He has 6 points, and the senior attacks the rim to tie the game. Hartman trying to return the favor. He'll go glass and score in the foul. With a minute 47 left, Bloomer retakes the lead 44-42. Jaden Hartman draws the foul from Grant Smisky, team's ninth, so double bonus the rest of the way. Now to make it a one possession lead is Hartman. 45-42, and he hits the free throw. McDonald, some work to do yet again. Minute 39 to go. Feed to Hazel, blocking foul called first. Sikora ran into Hartman, so minute 35 left. Mac's going to have to earn these. Down three. Jordan Sikora will head to the line. Hazel will check out. Mason Bussey back in.
We'll need these free throws. Plenty of time. 1:35 left on the clock. 45-42.
That was the eighth team foul against Bloomer, but the fourth against Jaden Hartman. First free throw, still 1-1. First free throw is good. Big make there for Jordan Sikora. 45-43. And putting the pressure on the senior. The Blackhawks are with that foul. His second free throw. Good as well. 1 point game. 2 for 2 from the foul line that trip. Jordan Sikora. 45-44. Hartman in the backcourt. Try to trap him at midcourt. Can't succeed in doing so. Under 90 seconds to play. 1 point game. Hartman up top, and he's bumped and fouled by Cooper Mittermeier. It'll be a double bonus for Jaden Hartman with a minute 23 to play. He's hoping for some misses here. That's the fourth on Cooper Mittermeier. Stay down on the first. 45-44. First free throw is good for Hartman. He's got a very calm stroke from the free throw line. Hartman, the 5'11 senior. 46-44 Bloomer. Still lots of time left. Minute 23. Hartman, three dribbles, spins the ball around his arms and hits the second free throw. Back to a full one possession lead. 47-44. McDonald will inbound to Grant Smisky. Takes it across the timeline with a minute 20 to play. 3 point lead for Bloomer. Mason Bussey, right side. Jordan Secor. Jabs up top, Cale Holm. Holm at the left elbow, pulls up, falling away. Jumper, no offensive rebound. Mason Bussey back to Holm. Holm skips into the left corner. Thought he was going to take a three there. Instead, finds Smisky. Smisky bounced to Cooper Mittermeier. Under a minute to play now. 47-44. McDonald down three to Bloomer. Deep three, right side. Cooper Mittermeier, no long rebound out to Hartman, and now he'll be fouled. And we'll go to the line shooting two. McDonald trying to make the case there was a jump ball. Did they get the call?
They called the jump ball.
So Smisky ties up Hartman with 50.5 to play. How about the heads-up play from the senior there, Grant Smisky? With 50.5. McDonald will have another crack at it here. Down three. Inbounds to Jordan Secora. Secora back to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand, drives in hard to the hoop, off the glass. No, Secora goes high for the rebound. He goes crashing to the ground. Ball lost out of bounds to Bloomer. No foul called. And Secora goes down heavily, and now the basketball back to the Blackhawks in a three-point ball game. And McDonald will have to foul and send Bloomer to the line for two. Unless they can get a steal here. Inbounds to Hartman, who's not who you want to foul. They'll trap him in the backcourt. And a timeout taken by Keenan Dahl with 36.1 seconds to play. We'll be back in half a minute. Max Basketball on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, McDonald led at the break 30-17. Bloomer has put up 30 points in the second half. And they lead the Max 47-44 with the basketball, and any foul puts Bloomer at the line shooting two. Colin Crane fakes the baseball pass, instead finds Strand, and Strand's fouled by Secora with 34.5 left. Strand, the senior, the lefty. He's been up and down at the foul line, but again, any make makes it a two-possession game. And he'll have two cracks at it here.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was a one-and-one, but it's not. It's a two-shot double bonus.
McDonald, a phenomenal first half, especially from beyond the arc. It's the first free throw too long for Strand. Mason Bussey comes in for Nathan Hazel.
Gotta get a miss here and then get back and score some points.
Bloomer is really locked down defensively. Strand, the free throw, he hits the all-important second one to make it a two-possession game. Zeke Strand made it when it counted. 30 seconds left. Donald needs to go here. Cooper Mittermeier, right elbow. Float out to Mason Bussey, almost lost it. Flip to Cale Holm up top. Holm pulls up for three straight. Oh, I got it!
Holm, a big three. Beautiful shot by Cale.
48-47. Timeout on the floor. We're back. In just 30 seconds, we'll come back to set up the final 20 seconds of the game, 1-point ball game now. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball. Great to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, our camera operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, is Gavin Bovey. Carter Jager, our producer and board operator at the WOGO home base in Halley. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. 20 seconds remain, and now it's a 1-point ball game. As Cale Holm hits a big three from straight on, Mark, and now McDonald can play pretty aggressively here on this inbounds, and Bloomer is going to have to hit both free throws on the double bonus, assuming McDonald isn't able to get a steal and has to foul. Again, that three was absolutely huge for the Max chances. As Colin Crane fakes the baseball pass, Hartman went down hard, inbounds to Merrick, and Hartman will take his time getting up as Eli Stepp will check on him. 18.7 left.
I'm not sure if they stopped the play
for the injury or not, but time did run off the clock. And they're going to have Bloomer inbound again here as they stop the play for the Hartman injury, but he's going to remain on the court.
Officials conferencing here.
Again, it was inbounded to Merrick. And now Coach Schilling calling for a timeout.
Yeah, he says,
he says that
if you stop the play before an injury, the injured player needs to leave the court.
Which is the rule.
Yeah.
Coach Schilling not happy about that, and I think with reason.
Yeah.
18.7, so 1.3 runs off the clock, and Bloomer will get to inbound again. Baseball pass to Zeke Strand, over the shoulder catch. Strand goes in hard, misses the layup, fight for the rebound. Strand gets it back, and a timeout taken with 13.8 seconds left by Coach Keenan Dahl. Full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds once again here on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
One-point ball game, 48-47. The Bloomer Blackhawks lead your McDonald Max. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. The clock ran from 20 seconds down to 13.8 on two inbounds plays from Bloomer. Again, the first one, if you're just joining us, for one thing, you've missed a heck of a ball game. But if you're just joining us, the inbounds went to Hunter Merrick of Bloomer, who was fouled with just 1.3 coming off the clock. But Jaden Hartman went down with an injury. The officials stopped play for that injury but did not remove him from the floor. And Bloomer inbounded again to Zeke Strand. He missed a layup but got the ball back. Now an inbounds to Hartman, and Hartman will be fouled by Smiski with 11.1 to play. So a couple more seconds run off the clock. And Hartman, the best free throw shooter for Bloomer, will go to the line, shooting the double bonus here. Again, McDonald hoping for a miss, but Hartman, an 87% free throw shooter, 34 of 39, coming into the game, and his first free throw is good.
Well, then they just got to inbound the ball and get down and get a three off is what they need to do.
So Hartman hits the first free throw. 11.1 left. And Bloomer was able to run quite a bit of time off. Second free throw for Hartman is good as well. It's back to a full one possession lead. Inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier. Across the timeline, he will take a timeout with 8.9 seconds left. McDonald down 50-47. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Watch live our new WOGO Sports Live video stream on the WOGO Radio Facebook page and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Appreciate subscriptions there, so you never miss a Chi High or McDonald game broadcast. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Carter Jager back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Our on-site camera operator is Gavin Bovey. 50-47, McDonald with possession, down three after Jaden Hartman hit a pair of free throws.
Yep, well, they just got to get a shot off here rather quickly. 8.9 they got on the clock.
Again, you need to foul very quickly if it doesn't go in. Inbounds to Jordan Sikora, right back to Smisky, to Cooper Mittermeier with 6 seconds. He'll loft one from the right side, rims in and out. Strand with the rebound with 1.1, and Bloomer's going to win this game. Barring something absolutely miraculous for the Max here at the end, it takes Strand missing a pair of free throws and a heave from the length of the court. Bloomer at 9-4 on the season, 5-2 in the co-lead. The Western Clover Belt Conference with Fall Creek. Strand, the first free throw is good. And that'll do it. Strand hits the first. Incredible comeback here for Bloomer, down 13 at the half. Dale Holm will heave one from three-quarters court, but Bloomer sweeps the season series against McDonald. The final score, the Blackhawks 51, the Max 47. McDonald now falls to 11-7 on the season, 4-4 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Conference title not out of reach, but they certainly have taken a blow to their conference championship hopes here tonight. Bloomer now at 10-4 on the season and 6-2 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Don't go away. We'll have the Post Glass post-game show coming up next. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have a stats recap, highlights, analysis, and more. Look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes. McDonald falls here at home to Bloomer. We're back in three on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. A tough one to take for the McDonald Macs as they fall here at home 51-47 to Bloomer. A game, Mark Maloney, in which the Macs were leading 30-17 at the break, were outscored 34-17 in the second half. And again, great effort on both sides, and when you look at the heart, the hustle from this Bloomer team, they did not fold the tent at all at the break, down 13, and never lost belief that they would come back and win this game, and slowly but surely cut into that 13-point halftime deficit, and by the end, it was McDonald that was going to need almost a miracle to try to pull this one off. Got close, but again, two tight games between these two teams, 7 points, the differential over two games, 38-35 and now 51-47, but Bloomer won the close one each time.
Yes, and you know, hats off to them. Like you said, you know, I was on my way over here and you were talking about the halftime score and Max being up like they were, and then you know, being, have a big 17-4 run at the start of the second half for Bloomer. You know, they came out and took it to them, and you know, the Mac boys fought back hard. They did a nice job out there. Couldn't get some of those baskets to fall that I was watching here for the last 10 minutes. You know, some good shots, just didn't fall in. Played some good defense, and yeah, I mean, hats off to Bloomer for pulling it off the way they did.
And again, this is a Bloomer team that brought back plenty of experience this year, but also they were so used to having the guy, someone to lean on with Dominic, who is just a phenomenal player. And so the way Bloomer has kind of recalibrated this year to be a very, very balanced team that doesn't need to have one standout player. We saw it tonight. Again, a great first half for Zeke Strand. Jaden Hartman had spurts in both the first and second half where he really carried the team. But also a player like Oren Burch, who's averaging double digits, one of four players averaging double digits. He had a great spurt in the second half that really sparked that comeback for them. And again, Hunter Merrick averages 12 points per game, just had six here tonight. But he had a couple big threes. I mean, this is just a great group for Coach Keenan Dahl. And with good reason, they are challenging for the conference title this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's an athletic group of kids out there, and you know, the Mac boys fought hard. I mean, I'll give them all the credit there. And you know, Carson going down there with an ankle injury, You know, lost him probably for the last 5-6 minutes. That's some rebounding out there that we needed. And again, Kale hitting a nice three there, bringing us in within one. But then, you know, we had to foul, and they did an and one a couple of times on us, you know. So, again, it was a great fight there. And like you said, you know, there's some big kids out there for Bloomer. Mason had his hands full out there battling with
Strand.
And then there was another big kid, that Crane kid, come in. He's not a small kid either, you know. So they filled the paint up pretty good. But, you know, they did a nice job out there. Missed a couple of free throws when we needed them. But, again, coming back like that in the second half, you know, give the McDonald boys credit for that, not giving up either, you know, and fighting all the way through.
Bloomer was led in scoring by Zeke Strand with 15 points, right at his season average. Oren Burrish, two above his season average, as he had 14 points, but 11 of them in the second half. Such a strong second half for Oren Burrish. Jaden Hartman averages 15 per game, scored 14 tonight, but scored 9 of them in the second half. Again, down 30-17 at the break, and Bloomer outscores McDonald 34-17 in the second half to get the 4-point win tonight, 51-47. Hunter Merrick had two threes for 6 points again in the second half. That's where Bloomer really ratcheted things up on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. John Bischel had 2 points as well to finish out the night for Bloomer. Again, just those five players scoring tonight for Bloomer. McDonald had seven different players score, two in double figures. They were led by Carson Galvez with 13. He had three made threes, had a two, had a couple free throws as well, but as you mentioned, did leave the game early with that apparent ankle injury and was not able to come back. So 13 points for Carson Galvez and an excellent effort. 12 for Cooper Mittermeier, as he did all his damage from beyond the arc, hit four threes, three of them in the first half. Again, when McDonald's really searching for some threes at the end of the game, it was just... Couldn't see them drop. Jordan Sikora had 8 points, 6 of those 8 points from the foul line. 6 points for Cale Holm tonight. Did it on two triples, and 4 points for Nathan Hazel, all from the free throw line. 2 points for Mason Bussey tonight, and that rounds out the scoring for McDonald, other than Grant Smisky, who also hit a three as well, too, we should say. So, again, seven different players scoring for McDonald, two in double figures, and you needed just a little bit more offensively maybe here. And it seemed like, again, putting up just 35 points the first time against Bloomer, scoring 30 by half, you thought you might be in a good good position to do that. But, again, credit to Bloomer. You hold them to 17 points in the first half. They hold you to 17 points in the second half, and were able to do just enough to get a four-point win here.
Yeah. They made some free throws when they needed to. Bringing the ball to the hoop and drawn that foul with a made basket with the and ones there. I think they did that twice to us in the last couple of minutes there. Those kind of hurt a little bit too. But again, you know, these guys were out there. Jordan Sikora was just flying all over the place. He was doing everything he could. Grant Smisky's doing it. Cooper, all those guys are just doing a great job out there. Just couldn't get that ball to fall when we needed it to fall. So Bloomer did. You know, we'll learn a little bit from this and hope for some good outcomes later on, and see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
As crowded as this conference is, anything could still happen. We'll take one final two-minute break here and be back with your finishing up of our WOGO Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your second half highlights and a look ahead at the WOGO sports calendar. That's ahead in 2 minutes. You're listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. McDonald falls to Bloomer 51-47. Back in two.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system, after a windshield replacement for any make and model, call Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Let's hear how the second half sounded before we put a bow on this one. McDonald falling in a very entertaining game here against Bloomer, 51-47. Your second half highlights. Hussey spinning on Crane, high off the glass, no. Fights, gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora high. High off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Sikora flips it out to Carson Galvez. Wide open for three, left corner, splashes it. Carson Galvez, an answer for three for McDonald. Comes up short, Bussy gobbles up the rebound. Long feed ahead to Sikora. Sikora back to Carson Galvez, lines up a three and drains it. Carson Galvez, his second hit from downtown, this one from the left wing. 15-5. In the first 7 minutes, 50 seconds. Up top, Nathan Hazel. Hazel driving down the right side of the lane to Cooper Mittermeier. Spots up for three. Got another one. What a big time for a big hit from downtown for Cooper Mittermeier. His fourth triple, 38-34 McDonald. Entertainment are coming soon. Don't miss it. Save the date. Spring Spectacular, March 29th. McDonald out of the full timeout. Will inbound in front of their own bench. Cale Holm finds Jordan Sikora. Just over 2 minutes to play. Sikora drives hard to the hoop and scores. We are tied at 42. Jordan Sikora, his first field goal. 30 seconds left. Donald needs to go here. Cooper Mittermeier, right elbow. Float out to Mason Bussy, almost lost it. Flip to Cale Holm up top. Holm pulls up for three straight. Oh, I got it!
Time
Holm, a big
beautiful
three.
Beautiful shot.
48-47. McDonald never able to pull any closer than that as they fall 51-47. That's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports as we wrap up the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, with a quick look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar. We'll have a break, of course, on Wednesday. Then on Thursday night, big rematch for Chi High Hockey as they will take on Eau Claire North. Of course, Chi High won 5-4 in overtime at Hobbs. North looking to return the favor. We'll see if Chi High has played some good hockey recently against some tough competition, getting a big upset over state-ranked Hudson, playing University School very close as well. We'll see what Coach Mac Luckowitz's cards can do on Thursday night. Again, 6:40 p.m. right here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. On Friday night, it'll be Chippewa Falls boys basketball hosting the Rice Lake Warriors. That'll be at 6:55 p.m. Next time we'll see these McDonald boys February 13th, and that'll be a huge game on the road at Stanley Boyd. Again, another conference contender there in the Orioles. McDonald got the better of them here at home, and they'll try to complete a season sweep of Stanley Boyd. Join us for that one again the 13th of February at Stanley Boyd. Next time we'll see the McDonald Lady Max, that snow rescheduled game the 17th of February here at home at McDonald against Amory. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you to Gavin Bovey, our on-site camera operator and producer Carter Jagger, our WOGO radio producer back at the home base in Halley. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Bloomer Blackhawks 51, your McDonald Max 47. This has been McDonald Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.